What's good, Atlanta? This is the Bloggin' Dirty Podcast, where dirty bird is the word if you haven't heard. I'm your host, John Bueller, lead writer for FanSided. Coming to you guys semi-live, a few hours after the Atlanta Falcons' latest, greatest, most spectacular disaster. Gosh, you and I hate this team, but you know how they say, misery loves company. But before, you know, you get on with the rest of your week heading into Thanksgiving and everything beyond that, be sure to give this show a 5-star review. Give us a like on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere there's podcasts. Again, this is a fan-sided show representing the Atlanta Falcons team site, Bloggin' Dirty. You know, I'm John Bueller. I work for FanSided. I write about college football. I love the Atlanta Falcons, even though they hate me. Atlanta Falcons lose, 30-27. To the Carolina Panthers. This is your fifth loss in a row. The team's 3-7. It's over. It's so unbelievably over. And, you know, you just got to smile your way through the pain here, have a couple cocktails, figure out what the hell is going on here. You know, it's basketball season. The Hawks are good. Georgia's heading to the playoff. Georgia Tech's on its way there, too. Unless you're a Georgia State fan, you've got good things to root for there, whether it's Kennesaw, whether that's, it's just Falcons suck right now. But you know what? I'm going to come to you guys twice a week for the rest of the season, probably once the season's over with. I'm going to give you guys 3 yards a cloud of punt, kind of my thoughts on what happened here in the Falcons' latest disaster versus the Carolina Panthers. Have lost 3 in a row to them. Not good. This is a rival team. You got to win those games. So the way this show is going to work for the people who are new to the show is all four topics, I'm going to do Marty Ball, which effectively is first two topics I'm going to run, which basically means, you know, things I feel very strongly about and positive. Third down, I'm going to pass. Something I feel very strongly about in the negative, and then punt, something I feel very strongly about in terms of, like, I don't know what's going to happen. I feel very confident that I don't know what's going to happen. So let's get started here with our first run of the day here with this. Dave Canellos is for the Carolina Panthers what the Atlanta Falcons wish they had in Raheem Morris. It's driving me crazy every single week to watch us get our ass kicked on the sidelines in a chess match. I don't even think Raheem Morris is playing checkers. I don't think he's playing Uno. I don't think he's playing Go Fish. He's not even playing Candyland. He's just playing like something that, like, you can teach a 3-year-old how to do. A 3-year-old that doesn't retain memory is effectively what Raheem Morris is providing us on the sidelines. Dave Canellos, who I have championed in my fan-sided career for the last 4 years, from his final year in Seattle, from his 1 year in Tampa Bay, from his 2 years in Carolina, he is just better at being an NFL head coach than Raheem Morris. This is a guy who does not have the talent that Atlanta has right now. This is a guy who works for a far worse owner and David Tepper versus Arthur Blank. Then again, that's all relative. Like, how good is Arthur Blank really? You see Dave Canellos on the sideline with his Waffle House menu, looking and calling plays, making a difference in the game. Raheem Morris is wearing some sort of camo thing on the sidelines. Thumbs in his pocket, challenging plays that aren't going to work, not using timeouts effectively at all in the second half. Dave Canellos, I don't know what his ceiling is as a head coach in the NFL, but it's certainly better than what Raheem Morris is. More importantly, we signed up for something that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers already knew doesn't work 15 years ago because we're that damn stupid. Like, what are we doing? It's I'll touch on Raheem Morris here in a little bit. Dave Canellos won that game because he's just better at his job. This is a guy that I look at in the division. I'm like, he's still learning on the fly. He's still a guy that, like, look, there are some coaches out there that are only going to be a head coach with the opportunity that's given them. Nobody else was going to give him a shot besides Carolina. They didn't know what the hell they were doing. You know, they had Frank Reich brain. This is a franchise that had a Frank Reich brain, who had one brain cell working for them. Instead, they got a guy who, I don't know, reinvigorated Baker Mayfield. helped make Todd Bowles look like a really good head coach and become a really good head coach. A guy who took every last little bit of intellectual property and talent and acumen and coaching prowess from Pete Carroll. And it's working there in Charlotte. Not to say that we were going to hire him, but he's in our division. And now this is a problem because we got to play the Panthers twice a year in perpetuity. You know, we only have I-85 separating us. This is a game you're at home. You got embarrassed in Charlotte. And, you know, you couldn't figure it out offensively. Yes, I understand that Michael Penix Jr. got hurt. And Kirk Cousins had to go in there, and he's about as cooked as me. This is the moment where your head coach has to step up and be a man, be an adult, be somebody who is deserving of making millions of dollars a year. And you don't have that in Atlanta. You have a yes man. You have a guy who's just going to be an agreeable F in Raheem Morris. It's worthless. I don't think we're going to win a damn game the rest of the year. I don't care. I don't care who we play. We're going to be like 3-14, give our top three pick to the effing Rams. But Dave Canales there in Carolina, I called that. This is going to work. I don't know if the Panthers are going to be a playoff team. I tabbed them to be a 7-10 team to the start of the year. They're one win away from being that. They're 6-5. I don't know if they're going to catch Tampa. I don't know if they're going to catch the juggernauts there in the NFC West or the NFC North. But Carolina ain't bad. More importantly, coaching matters. This is a roster that's not quite there. They've got holes in the offensive line. There's some questionable stuff about their secondary. I don't necessarily know what their weaponry is outside of Tet McMillan or Tetero McMillan. I don't think he likes to be called Tet, whatever. It's been a dumb day. But Dave Canales, it's going to work there in Charlotte, and it's not working here for Ray Morris in Atlanta. Let's move on to our second run of the day. Going to try to be positive here because we only lost by 3. But there is too much talent on this team to be this pathetic. And again, because this is a fan side of property, I'm going to try not to swear. Yeah. Yeah. I'm flabbergasted at just the over the skis buffoonery I see from this coaching staff. And it was a very hard game for me to figure out necessarily like where I'm going to go with my runs, where I'm going to go with my pass, and where I'm going to go with my bunt. The defense made some plays. You know, we saw James Pierce Jr. get some sacks. We saw Jesse Bates makes some plays. We saw AJ Terrell make some plays. We saw Caden Ellis make some plays. You look at the roster 1-53, and we're better than a 3-7 team. This is a team that I don't know if it's 7-3. Maybe it's 6-4. It should be at least 5-5. I'm willing to give Terry Fontenot at least another head coaching cycle, the benefit of the doubt, because I see what he's trying to build. He's just got a thumbscrew of a head coach. He's got a guy who is completely incompetent in this role in Raheem Morris. He's more competent than Arthur Smith. Arthur Smith at least could call plays, sort of, or at least he could. Raheem Morris just stands there on the sidelines and doesn't impact the game whatsoever. He just makes it worse. You know, all he does is put a stick in the spoke of the bikes and watch this team topple head over heels like it's a damn Alanis Morissette song. The talent on this team is too good to be this bad. Do you know how many teams in the NFL would cut an arm off to have Drake London, to have Bijan Robinson, to have the potential upside of Michael Penix Jr.? And again, I understand he got hurt. And Cousins had to come in there and had to figure this out. And I don't think Cousins played that poorly. Some of it, I mean, rusty, he's not playing very much. Some of his throws could have been a little more on target. Catch the ball, Darnell Mooney. Catch the ball, Kyle Pitts. You're only throwing to 4 people. Again, this is not like, what are you playing? Pick up sticks? What's the dumbest game you could teach a toddler? That's effectively what we're doing on offense. It's unbelievable.
Hey, this is Steve Gorman, radio host, sports commentator, former drummer for the Black Crowes. The winter holidays are here, a time for festive celebrations, family gatherings, and ringing in the new year. Whether it's a holiday party, a night out with friends, or just relaxing by the fire with a few drinks, it's a season full of good cheer. But here's something else to add to your holiday plans, a safe and sober ride home. Just like in sports and music, always have a game plan. And the most important part of any plan is sticking to it. If you plan to drink, take that plan a step further. Call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or have a designated driver lined up before the night begins. Drinking and driving is a decision that can change your life and the lives of others forever. A DUI, a crash, an injury, the consequences are real and lasting. So please, for your sake and for everyone else on the road, make the smart choice. Get a sober ride home. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
And this is killing the team. The talent's there. They're being asked as professionals to not break rank, to not break command, to listen to what is told. And they're told to play effing tiddlywinks. I'm doing this show because, like, it's my job and I love this team. What an absolute disaster. What a tire fire. I think the Georgia Bulldogs could beat the Atlanta Falcons right now. I think the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets could beat the Atlanta Falcons right now. I think the Kennesaw State Owls could beat the Atlanta Falcons right now. Because at least I know that Kirby Smart, Brent Key, and Jerry Mack know what the F they're doing. Because Raheem Morris has no clue. So we're not gonna beat around the bush anymore. Let's move on to our pass. This should be the last game that Raheem Morris and Zach Robinson work in the Atlanta Flyer branch. It's over. They're so cooked. I'm tired of this team being an embarrassment. I'm tired of being a joke. I'm tired of seeing 28-3 every time there's any sort of NFL ties to anything that happens on here. You know, I get to ride the highs of Georgia being amazing in college football and then just immediate kicking the balls to the Falcons on Sunday, Thursday, Monday, or whenever that they play. I'm so tired of this. I'm so done with this. Like, at this point, should Arthur Blank just be like, you know what? I'm mentally incompetent. I'm going to have my 28-year-old son, Josh Blank, for my third marriage, be the general manager. You know, at least it'll be different. Rich McKay is out of the building. But, you know, congratulations, Arthur. You got an NWSL team coming to town. You got FIFA World Cup coming here. And you hired Gerardo Tata Martino to make your soccer franchise in Atlanta United not be festering garbage anymore. So, like, congratulations here. But I'm not going to say that, like, the Falcons should fire Raheem Morris and Zach Robinson to still be a serious franchise, because we're not. Raheem Morris said this is a first-class franchise. What a joke. What a joke you're saying there. I hope 680 the fan, I hope 92.9 the game just rips this team a new asshole. Like, I'm going to say that right now. I hope they go in there and say, like, these guys, I wouldn't trust them to manage a Denny's, a Dairy Queen. I wouldn't trust them to take out the garbage, because this is what they are. They are absolute garbage as a head coach and an offensive coordinator. Just terrible. Just terrible. There is no such thing as imposter syndrome in this world, because Raheem Morris can be the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons and Zach Robinson can be the offensive coordinator. You could be an astronaut. You know, You want me to be president of the United States? You want me to go cut my hair? Because clearly I think I'm more qualified to do that than these guys are with these current jobs. Just an absolute just disaster. This is your job. You are dedicating your livelihood here. You are at the peak of your profession. And I understand that there are winners and losers in all of this. Have some goddamn pride. I'm taking the Lord's name in vain here on his day, because this team is so forsaken. Unbelievable. I gotta play the Saints tomorrow. Like, when's it gonna end? Are we gonna have some sort of, like, chuckle fest? Are we gonna, like, have some sort of fake dab thing like Pat Narduzzi does with Marcus Stroman? We lost by 3 points, but we still got our ass kicked. At this point, just fire them. You know, have Jeff Ulbrich be the head coach, because at least he's got some pride. And you know what? TJ Yates is from here. TJ Yates. You know, when he grew up in East Cobb and he was playing quarterback at Pope High School, I'm sure he probably heard from his family. You know, there's people out there in Pope and Walton's my high school in that neck of the woods. people talk smack about the Falcons, about when they're not playing good. At least he knows and he hears that. He's not oblivious to this nonsense. Make sure those two buffoons' key cards don't work tomorrow. Because, you know, I'll be doing cartwheels in the streets, even though I'm 36 years old, and that's probably going to rupture my hamstring. God, I'm so done with these guys. And let's move on to some punt and get out of here and on with the rest of our lives here, because the Falcons aren't deserving of our time. But maybe I am of yours, because, you know, I've got some thoughts here. I don't know if the defense is going to still play hard the rest of the way. And I'm watching this game. Bryce Young carved us up. I don't know why we save our absolute worst versus Carolina. We make Bryce Young look like he's the Heisman-level quarterback there for, you know, the Alabama Crimson Tide. Like, we're going to put him in the Hall of Fame. Like, we put Jack Youngblood in the Hall of Fame for sacking us when he played for the LA Rams back in the 70s and 80s out of Florida. There are things that I see out of this defense that makes me very excited. You know, I see the Jalen Walkers and the James Pierce Juniors, the Billy Bowmans, the Xavier Watts, other young players making impacts. Like, it's not every play, but like occasionally, but okay, they're doing something. This is something that a guy who's a rookie, who's under contract for years, like could be a building block for the future. And I know Jesse Bates III is like the emotional leader for the defense, same with Caden Ellis and everything like that, but like, when do they start kind of like pulling back a little bit? And you're like, you know what? This team is hellacious ass. And you know what? I'm not going to rip my sinew for this dog water team anymore. Maybe next year. Maybe next year will be worth a damn. But not right now. Not with these buffoons. Like, I swear to God, like, Raheem Morris thinks that the way to spark energy in this team is to stick some scissors into an electric socket. Like, I'm blown away that we found a head coach who is worse than Arthur Smith or Bobby Petrino. We did. We found this dumb asshole. Unbelievable. And then Zach Robinson, you know what? Go to Stillwater. Go to Oklahoma State. That program is the worst in the Big 12. I think the only team in the Power Four worse than you is Boston College. You know what? You are the worst program in the Power Four, because at least Boston College almost upset Georgia Tech. Oklahoma State's a disaster. Like, just leave. Like, Zach Robinson is becoming like on the Mount Rushmore of names in Atlanta Falcons history. You can't say in terms of like possible. You can't say anything about Kyle Shanahan, Bobby Petrino, Jeff George, Marcus Mariota. He's up there where it's just like, this guy, like, people will spit in his food in the airport. People will slash his tires if he goes Parks Valet. Like, this is over. It's unbelievable. I do think Jeff Ulbrich's defense is playing hard, but what can you do when you have a guy who writes his sevens as gammas, who hooks his J's the wrong way? The guy's a dumbass. And maybe he's really brilliant. Maybe he's a nice guy, but he should not be the offensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons anymore. Raheem Morris shouldn't be either. At this point, I don't know when you cut ties with this. You know what you need to do? You need to have Jeff Ulbrich be the head coach and he has the interim. TJ Yates is the interim offensive coordinator. And then see if Matt LaFleur gets fired by the Packers or Mike McDaniel gets hired by the Dolphins, and just hire one of them. Because whatever that is better than what this is. And, you know, I feel like I'm wearing a dunce cap with this on right now. Like, you know, this is a cool hat. This is a cool hat. This is not a cool football team. Oh, my God. You know, I'm delaying hanging out with my fiance and having drinks right now because I got to talk about this team. God. You're catching me in just like pure form. I wish Ian McMillan was on the show. I'm the most tortured fan of all time. Leafs, Jays, Falcons. Maybe he should like invest and do something else at this time. At least I've got Georgia. At least the Braves won a championship. Hawks are decent. I don't have an NHL team. I knew they were going to lose it. I knew they were going to lose this game. This is just what the Atlanta Falcons do. It's unbelievable, man. And this was 3 yards in a cloud of punt here on the Blogginity podcast. You can follow me, John Bueller, on Twitter or the X at Bueller118. Yeah, definitely check that out right here. You can give us a, you can follow along on X at Blogging Dirty. You can follow along on YouTube at Blogging Dirty FS. Give us a 5-star review on any platform. Really helps the show grow. You know, read along our content at BloggingDirtyFansite.com, ATL Day, NFL Spin Zone. Again, I cover mostly college football. I write predominantly on Dawn of the Dog covering Georgia. Pulling back my stuff a little bit more on Badger of Honor, writing some more stuff about Florida on Hail, Florida Hail, kind of in and around the college division. But again, like, I have a great time on Saturdays. I don't have a great time on Sundays. I'm going to keep doing the show as long as producers Hunter and Sean want me to keep doing it. This team's going to turn around at some point. Honestly, I've been working at FanSite for about 8 years. I haven't made the playoffs once. Maybe I just need to get fired or leave. maybe that's what this team needs. I don't know. I'm losing my mind a little bit all the time. Once again, thanks for listening. And this is the Blogging Dirty Podcast.